Right, I better get started because this one is really short on time. Okay, right, hello, it's still me. This is an unfortunately short talk. I'm going to be a bit stretched for time, so I'm just going to run straight into it. So, I work for OpenJDK. I work for Red Hat OpenJDK. I've been working on containers since I started at Red Hat, but since I joined the OpenJDK team, I tried to diversify a little bit, so I started working on backports about 4 years ago. But it's always been an issue as kind of thing I did around the side, so I'm perennially a beginner, and I still consider myself a beginner. Loads of people in the audience here are significantly more experienced with backports than me, and I hope if we have questions, they will help pitch in with answers. Okay, a little bit of preamble then. I'm not specifically talking about starting OpenJDK development itself, although there is some significant overlap. Why do it? There's a clear commercial reason, which is why so many companies are involved, but I'd argue there's another good reason is that it's fun. The kind of problems that you need to solve with backports are a little bit different to regular development, so it's quite interesting, I think. There are a lot of documentation in the OpenJDK community. Some's out of date, some's a bit misleading. These two URIs in particular are not. These are fantastic. The top one is the sort of quick cheat sheet thing, and the second one is your reference guide. It would be futile for me to try and rehash them here. I wouldn't do a better job. So instead, I'm going to try and focus on a couple of things that come up when you're just starting, and also some tips and tricks that I've picked up along the way. The focus really should be that doing backports is a community thing, and you're joining a community, and certainly you will require sponsorship, reviews, and approvals. So it's important to recognize the community aspect of it and to build relationships with people. Okay, so the very, very, very first thing you need to do is to sign or be covered by the Oracle Contributor Agreement because, well, that's really, really important. It's important for legal reasons. Your organization, if you work for a company that's doing this, then you might be covered by a sort of umbrella that's been signed, but check. It's important for legal reasons, but it's also important practically because a whole lot of automation won't happen for you until that's happened. So once you've signed that, you've got access to OpenJDK bot that operates on GitHub. It'll ignore you until that's done, so that's important. And the very, very first thing you should do is clone JDK, try building it, make sure it runs, and start forking GitHub repositories. Building it then, again, this is actually pretty well documented in the source tree, the building and testing pages in particular. A couple of quick tips. If you're building on a laptop, just saving up for a desktop, but turn on Ccache. It makes a huge difference in that sort of environment. You're going to require a boot JDK, which is a version or two, one way or the other, of what you're building. So you're going to start stashing those around. I download them from Adoptium. Other vendors are available. It's very much encouraged that you run tests for backports. And the Tier 1 test suite requires the Google test framework in the hotspot area, so download that too. And you need the Java test tool, JTReg, which, again, you might require more than one version of that, but cross that bridge when you come to it. Finally, unless you